Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Kim Carlisle and Michael Mayer. They are with the Heisey Glass Show that is coming up this weekend, and right now beautiful skies outside, mostly sunny, high near 83 today, clear skies tonight, and then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 86. And you guys just brighten up the world, I guess, Kim, when I know you're coming in here to talk about the Heisey Glass Show. We were just saying, though, third year. I mean, it just seems like this thing has gone by really fast, been very popular.
Yeah, it has. Of course, time flies for everybody, but this show just comes around so quickly every year, and it takes a lot of preparation to do it, but somehow we've pulled it off for 2 years, and we're going for our third.
Now, before we get into all the different things that are going to be taking place, kind of remind everybody days, times, and where it's going to take place.
Yeah, it's going to be this coming Friday, which I believe is Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
That's our lucky day. And we're going to open the doors at 12 o'clock. It is free admission to get in. And it runs till 7 o'clock in the evening in case you work late in the evening and you need to come late. You can come all the way up to 7 o'clock. And it's going to be on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's going to be from 10 to 2. Same thing. It's going to be free. You can get in after 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and we hope everybody comes out and takes a look at the nice Heisey glassware that we have there
and
on display.
Kim, for folks who've never been out to this, I mean, it's not like it's just one or two booths. You got a lot of people coming in here with some nice pieces of glass.
Yeah, there at the GMP Hall, the room will actually be full. We've got five dealers in there, and these are all people that are very well-versed in Heisey glassware, and there will be literally thousands of pieces of glass for sale in there. And also, when you come in the front door, we always have tables set up there. And I believe Michael's going to give a lot of free glass away again this year. We have a table there, and it's absolutely free. And we'll have paper and sacks right there. If you see anything you want, match up a cream or a sugar or a candle holder, you're welcome to take anything you want off that table for free. Now, that's outside the show. Once you come in the show, if you wrap things up, we prefer that you pay for it. But,
he looked at you when he said that, Joel. That's all I can say.
I don't know what that means.
So talk a little bit about then what's going to be out front. Let's start there, Michael. If somebody comes in and they just heard this and they well that somebody just said I can go get some free glass, what's going to be out there for them?
So there's going to be a lot of, like, the Heisey made a lot of glass, and they made a lot of high quality glass, so there's a lot of things that have survived over the years. There's some very common pieces, and then there's the more art glass, more elegant things that shouldn't have survived and somehow did, and those are the more rare things that demand a higher price. And some of those lower end items will be what's on the free table, the things that are $5 or less for us to sell them in our booth, and sometimes it's just not worth it. And it's just like, here, this will be something fun for people to come in and grab something and maybe match up a candlestick that was their grandma's, and oh, here's another one, or cream and sugar, or maybe you need a lid for something. It's going to be on that table probably. So that's be a nice little fun thing for us to kind of give back and give a little bit of a draw.
Do you find that happens a lot, where people are walking by and they go, wait a minute, I got something like this at home that I dropped, whatever happened to it, you move, who knows? But do you ever find, do you see that a lot?
Yeah, a lot of times it's, oh, I didn't even know that was Heisey. That was my grandmother's, and I didn't even know that was Heisey. So it's kind of fun to hear those discoveries as well. But yeah, people are always looking for something to match up to something that got broke down the road, or just never had the mate to it. So,
mm-hmm. What do you find are the most popular pieces then when folks are out there looking? Kim, you can talk to this as well. I mean, are folks coming up to you out there and going anywhere and saying, I need this, or is it just they see it and they're like, wow, that's cool, I need to get that? I mean, is there anything that stands out to you that folks are looking for?
People, there's all kind of reasons people come to show. Sometimes they've broke a goblet and they've got five goblets, are looking for one more, and they'll come there, try to find a replacement for it. We suggest that if you have a goblet, that you have one. If you have something you're looking for and you've got a set and you're looking for one more piece, take a picture of what you've got at home, bring it with you on your phone, and then you can show it to us, because people say, well, I've just got a Heisey goblet. Heisey made hundreds and hundreds of different patterns of goblets. So if you bring a picture, you can match it up. There's all kind of reasons that people look. Sometimes impulse buyers, there are collectors that come in, and they're just wanting the cream of the crop. I mean, they're wanting those really rare pieces that about the only place you can find them is once a year. You come to a show like this where you've got some knowledgeable dealers that do bring in some really good pieces. Mm-hmm. One thing nice about here at Newark is it's come down through the generations that a lot of the glass has. A lot of people, they do know what they have, but they don't know what they have. And I like it. Sometimes somebody come through and they'll see a bowl or something in the booth, and they always make a comment, oh, that's what we feed our dog in. And sometimes the bowl.
You cringe? Michael, you cringe?
So, sometimes I think, well, that's about all that bowl's worth is to feed your dog in, because it's just not a good, it's just not a good piece. But then other times it will be a piece that I say, they'll go home and they'll say, well, we're not going to feed the dog. You know, we got $400 or $500 on that bowl in the show. They're not going to feed their dog in it anymore unless they really love their dog.
Well, traditions are hard to break. But when you talk about Newark, I mean, this is the epicenter for Heisey.
This is the epicenter.
So how traveled is this glassware? I mean, over time, does it go through the country? Does it go across the world? Do the pieces come back?
I think that's amazing. As somebody who lives here in Newark, it's neat to see, you know, we set up at this glass show, people buy it, it goes all across the country, and then it comes back. You know, people upgrade their collections, or they, unfortunately maybe pass away, and it comes back to Newark somehow. It comes out and it comes back in, and it's traveled, the country for generations and years and moves, and it all seems to come back to Newark, Ohio, and go out again. So
that's amazing. I mean, that's, you know, my folks grew up in the area, and, you know, Heisey Glass has been, you know, just one of those things that just always have been aware of. But then, too, when you talk about collectors, there's people that get turned on to it. They see it online. They think, hey, this is beautiful. This is something from days gone by. So for those new collectors, what tip would you have? Like, you know, you say you got the free table and the common pieces, but if you're starting a collection from scratch, I mean, how do you even decide where to begin?
You definitely want to narrow down on what you want, because you can get overwhelmed quickly. They made a lot, and there's a lot out there to buy, and you can fall down that rabbit hole of just buying anything and everything because you like it all. You definitely want to narrow down and pick something, a pattern or a color or a cutting or something that you want to try to collect, or vases or decanters, or, you know, find a category that you like and start collecting that. Don't go too crazy with it.
So, like, maybe you have.
Yeah, it's yeah. We're probably speaking from experience on that. So
his wife is sitting home going, God, I wish he'd have listened to this.
Absolutely.
I get that. I mean, but it's a passion for you.
Yep.
That's why. I mean, yep. You guys wouldn't be coming out here every year saying, hey, we want to talk about this, if you weren't passionate about it. And it started at a young age for you, if I remember correctly, right?
Yep. Yeah. I was 14. You know, found Heisey out in the woods. It was in a dump in the neighbor's, you know, dump out in the woods. And I took it home, was like, what is this? It was a little horse head. My mom's like, oh, I think that's Heisey. And I'm like, what's Heisey? You know, what is that? And so she took me to the museum, and that was what kind of broke it for me. I saw all the beautiful glass, and you can do that too at this show. If you're interested in history and Heisey and art and, you know, science of how they made the glass and the skill and labor it took to create these things, like, you're gonna love it. We'd love to share it with you too. I joke that I'm an introvert. I don't like talking, but when it comes to Heisey, I can talk about it all day long. So
I know somebody who's not an introvert. That's the guy sitting. What was it for you, Kim? I mean, what did you say? Just, man, I love this.
Short story. I was raised on the farm, made 50 cents an hour working on the farm. So I made about $20 a week. A neighbor took me to an auction one day, and I bought a stack of bowls, and we were going through that stack of bowls after the auction. And I gave her something for taking the auction, and I came across this bowl, and I said, oh, we're just going to throw this away. She goes, oh, no. She says, look in the bottom of that. And it had a little diamond ace. I said, what's that? She told me it was Heisey. She said, I think you get $20 out of that bowl. Well, here I am working on a farm, shoveling pig poo all week for $20. Or I'd go to an auction on Saturday, found a piece of Heisey, paid 50 cents for the whole stack, and get $20. Pig poo wasn't for me. Heisey was. So from that, literally from...
Does that say that on your card?
It'll say it on my epitaph, on my stuff. But from that day forward, I was only 13 at the time. From that day forward, I've looked for Heisey glassware. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years before I found another piece of Heisey glassware. But then it just blossomed, and we started coming over here in 1975 to the convention and everything, and it just grew from there. And it's been my full-time job since 92, and this is just what we do. I did want to mention, when people come to the show, especially here at Newark, I'm still amazed at all the people come to the show, and they don't know any of the history about Heisey. They really don't know anything about it. So tell them a little bit about the history there, Michael.
So Heisey came here to Newark specifically for the gas, the railroad, and the workers that Newark had. We were straight out of the Industrial Revolution. There was a lot of farmers you know, out in the east end of Newark that was being developed from farmland into like factories and houses. And so Heise chose Newark, Ohio, came here. They built the factory in 1897 and started producing glass. And it was literally the finest glassware made in America, made here. Like, it's really amazing. And then they, you know, survived a lot of hardships, you know, World War One, the Depression, World War Two, but they couldn't survive the 1950s and kind of the modernism of, you know, imports and cheaper made products. They were a very skilled, high quality product, and the 50s kind of became this, like, if it works, if we can import it cheaper, if it holds water, it's fine. Wasn't about quality anymore. So they unfortunately closed in 1957 and never reopened. So mm-hmm. that a lot of this stuff is, you know, 60 plus years old and still as beautiful as the day it was made.
So those original pieces, I mean, you talk about in the late 1800s when it opened, is that where the value is? Is it the older piece, or is it the more elaborate piece, or is it just kind of, hey, we got lucky, something fluked out and this turned out to be a good one?
It's everything. It could be, some of the early pieces could be worth very little. Some of the early pieces, depending on what it is and if it's in a color, if it's in really good condition, because those early pieces a lot of times were used more. They were more utilitarian type stuff. So a lot of times they have more damage than some of the later pieces do. But if it's in good condition, it's a good color, it's a good piece, it can be worth a lot of money. On the other hand, it could be something made in the 1940s that could be worth more money. It just depends on what it is. I say that Heise is kind of like diamonds. I grade it in that, you know, if it's got color, that's a little bit better. If it's a good quality, that's even better. If it's a condition, you know, that just adds to the value. If it's got a cutting, there's a lot of layers that make a piece better than you could have one. You could have two pieces that are exactly the same piece, but one is in a color and one has a cutting, and one could be a $10 item, one could be a $400 item. It just depends on what it's got going on.
And that's the beauty. If you come to the show, you can find out and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't, tell me about this. Here's two guys, and I'm sure, like you said, there'll be others there as well. But that's the beauty of going to this show. If you have some of these pieces, go take it and let you folks look at it. Real quick before we take a break, I want to go back. You said take a picture and bring it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I mean, are you guys that, I don't mean to say this the wrong way, are you that good that you can look at a picture?
You can show can show us a group of items, and everyone at the show, these dealers at the show, they're knowledgeable enough, they can pick out everything in that group that's Heise without any trouble at all.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Being here at Newark, there's always pieces coming out of the Newark area that even we that have dealt in this for decades and decades have never seen before. Mm-hmm. There's going to be whimsies that come out, and that's when the workers, maybe during their lunch or off time or just working, they will take a piece, and while it's still hot, they'll form it into a shape that wasn't a regular production item, and maybe run it through the layer, take it home as a present to their wife. Mm-hmm. Pieces like that come out all the time. Not all the time, but they do come out here in the Newark area. So yeah, if someone, if you have a small piece, just
I would bring it.
Yeah,
I would
bring it
with me and go, hey, look.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You can bring it with you. And yes, I'd say 99% of the time, we're going to be able to tell you about that piece. As far as value goes, every pattern, there are some patterns that very, very inexpensive to collect, but every pattern usually has some rare items in that pattern, and that's because they would come up with new pieces for a pattern, maybe a bowl or something, and then they would show it to the salesman, and the salesman said, I don't like it, or they showed it to the customers, just don't want to buy it, so they discontinue it right away. Well, those pieces are only in production for maybe a few weeks or a few months. Those are very limited, so even maybe a pattern, generally, it's really inexpensive. There are pieces in almost every mm-hmm. pattern that just rarely come out, and those will command big dollars.
I would think. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday,
and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Kim Carlisle and Michael Mayer with the Heisey Show, glass show taking place this coming weekend. Good-looking day today, mostly sunny skies. Clear tonight and then sunny again on Thursday. High today, 83. Tomorrow, pushing 90, 86, 87. It's just really, Joel, I can't speak for you, but I know how you are. It's really interesting when these two come in and we hear the history. I mean, tell us a story about, you were talking about just now, about workers back in the day taking some of these pieces of glass and having some fun with it. It's amazing.
So, I mean, it was Newark, Ohio. It was a small town. There was, you know, it was industrial work. They were working in a factory and a lot of men working in the factory. And they like to have fun as well. So they would take, I've heard many stories from workers and, you know, workers' family that they would bring pieces home and, or they would take them out of the factory. And, the funny one is that the ringneck pheasant, which has a real long cascading tail, the workers loved those when they were seconds and they were supposed to be, you know, gotten rid of. They would take them out and, they liked to throw them at the train cars and watch them shatter on the train cars when they went by, which was right there, right in front of the factory. So, but you could throw them really easily because of that real slender tail.
Good sling factor.
Yeah. So it was just glass. It was a different time. And, you know, they were probably supposed to be melted back down anyway. There were probably seconds that they were just having fun with. But those are the stories, I think, that kind of add to the appeal of the glass. And it helps you tell a little bit more about the story in Newark, Ohio.
And that no matter what time and what place, people are people.
Yep.
I mean, just that's just the way it is.
Yeah, yep. No doubt about it. All right. I'm sure you know. How many pieces do you have? If I were to come over to Kim Carlisle Estate and you said, I got the... Approximately how many pieces do you have?
In our personal collection, we've only got about 1,100 pieces in the personal collection.
Only about 1,100.
In the stock that we actually have out for sale, we have a shop. We probably got a couple thousand in the shop. And then in storage, we've got hundreds and hundreds of boxes in storage. There are people that have gone to the extreme, they just don't have a lot of brains to them. And I've been one of those people. And, I've always loved the glass.
Acceptance is the first step.
But there are people that are worse than I am too. I've been into collections before that people have actually built humongous rooms, and it's just thousands and thousands. Some friends of mine in Tennessee, they've got 6,500 pieces in their collection, and they actually built a room onto their house, and their house is actually a copy of the church that they went to when they were children, which is a large church, and that's just a Heisey room. And it's just stacked in cases and all the way around that thing. It's just unbelievable.
So. It could. I'm assuming it's like kids, you can't pick out a favorite piece, but is there one that you are just enamored? I know where Michael is, but I mean, is there one where you're just like...
Yeah, I've got a favorite piece in my collection, and the piece is, do you have time for a little story?
Is there such a thing as a little story with
you? No, not with me. There's not, no. But yes. Anyway, I came over to Newark. A dealer friend of mine had this piece probably 40 years ago when I bought it. And what it is, it's a decanter, and it has an etching on the decanter of the big bad wolf and three little pigs on the decanter. And the story goes, and I've heard this story from many workers, and I have about three pieces in the collection, all from workers. And what it was, when Walt Disney became very popular back in the 1930s, the Heisey president at that time thought he would impress Walt Disney, so he had a set of barware made up of decanters, beer glasses, old fashions, and he had an etching put on it of the big bad wolf and three little pigs. Story goes, he had it boxed up and he sent it to Walt Disney in California. Disney looked at it and he said, box it up and ship it back. This was right at the end of Prohibition. And Walt Disney was a teetotaler, and he took it as an insult that someone would send him liquor items. So rather than just keep it and throw it away, he sent it back to the Heisey factory. And the president at that time was so embarrassed that someone would return a gift to him. He told everybody, he said, we're never going to put it in production. You can take it, throw it away, take it home, whatever you want. So a few of those pieces the workers took home. And what happened to the rest of it, I don't know. A piece will come out on the market maybe once every 5 to 10 years. A piece will come out. And so that's my favorite piece. And it's a story that's what makes it good.
Sure.
If it wasn't a story, it'd just be another piece of glass.
Do you use them?
No, we don't use them. Uh-huh. I've had a few pieces over the years.
He's a teetotaler, too.
I've had one piece since. I got a man come through the show one year, and he pulled this out of his pocket, and it was an old-fashioned. And he said, do you know what that is? And I said, yeah. So he told me the same story, and he said he was there when this happened. He said he grabbed one of those old-fashions. He took it over to the cutting department, and he had his daughter's name cut on it, and it said Mildred, 37. He said he took it home, and his daughter drank orange juice out of that every morning.
Wow.
And he ended up selling it to me.
No kidding.
So he confirmed that story. He said, I can't believe that you have one of these. I said, yeah, I've got a decanter in it. Of course, then I had his old fashioned in it too. Mm-hmm. There are probably a few former workers still alive since the factory closed in 57. Some of them are probably 15, 20 years old when they worked in there. They're still alive, but back in the 70s, they had a flea market on the square during the Strawberry Festival every year, and we'd always sit out chairs, and the workers would come by and sit by and talk.
Oh, I bet.
And you got to remember, when Heise, over the years, they employed 800 to 1,000 people, mm-hmm. and they did this for decades and decades and decades until the last few years. This was a big economic drive here in Newark, and at that time in Newark, I'm sure everybody knew what Heise Glassware was.
Oh, I would think.
But yeah. Over the generations, people, they just don't pass that information down.
That's so cool.
But we hope to revive it a little bit this weekend.
Sure. All right, Michael, how many pieces do you have that your wife knows about, and then how many do you have? If you had to pick out a piece in your collection.
I don't think I could pick a piece out of my collection. I have favorites, but I don't think I could pick one of them. I would say there's probably 5,000 pieces in my collection. I don't know. I mean, that's selling stock and collection. That's just total pieces I have. Yeah.
But he's just a young man. He'll get there.
Just starting out.
Yeah, just starting out. Shut the pup. I'm an old codger.
5,000. He'll get there. Wow. All right, Kim, again, throw out date, time, and what people need to know, and how it's free. Come on out and check it out.
Free admission. Mm-hmm. Friday when you come in, the show will open at 12:00. Runs till 7:00 Friday night. GMP Union Hall, North Hudson Street. There in Newark. Saturday it's going to be from 10 to 2. Like I say, we're going to have at least one table there, free glass. Come in, help yourself to free glass. There'll also be snacks there. There's going to be homemade cookies and brownies, and there are going to be drinks there for you, so you can shop the show as long as you want. If you're hungry, you can get a little snack to eat, and there's going to be 5 dealers in the show. There's going to be thousands of pieces of glass, and there's going to be something for everyone's price range. Mm-hmm. If you can't afford anything, you can go on that free table. We're going to try to keep that stocked up. There will be pieces in the show probably for upwards of at least $5,000 for those really difficult pieces to find that you probably, a lot of people probably haven't seen before. But there'll be priced in between, too. I mean, there'll be all kind of prices. Mm-hmm. If for something you're looking for, you might find it there. You're going to see a lot of things you probably didn't know were Heise. So come out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And then real quick, Facebook, you guys, Michael? I'm not going to look at him. He's too old. He's like, correct. You're a young guy, so.
We're on Facebook. You can find us out there. It's just Heise Glass Show. We've got an event created, so if you go out, you'll find it. You can mark that you're interested or you're attending or whatever you want to do there, or just show up. So you can definitely find us out on Facebook. Just search Heise Glass Show, and that'll find us.
Well, guys, it's so cool to have you in. They are. I mean,
absolutely,
it's just phenomenal. I look forward to this every year when you guys come in. I look forward to Michael, maybe Kim not so much, but I do look forward to it. But it is such a good time, and just folks get over there and check it out. And it is history. Again, I'm from Northeast Ohio, never heard of it until I got down here and then learned a little bit more and more and more. So, I mean, the history behind it is really, like you said, I think is what makes it so much fun. And you won't have the decanter out then, will you?
Probably not.
I didn't think so. Again, Kim Carlisle, Michael Mayer with the Heisey Glass Show taking place this weekend at the Union Hall on Hudson Street in Newark.